Life Audio.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm so excited to welcome you to a special edition of Advent Breathe. And today we're going to be talking about choosing love. In our previous Advent special episodes, we talked about peace and joy. And now we're going to talk about love. I'm the author of Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. It's become the number one Christian biography during its month of its release. And I want to welcome you to pick up a copy and enjoy this journey of finding your true worth. It's about my journey of finding my father who had left me when I was 7, and later as an adult, when God called me to go back and make peace with my past. So I hope you pick that up for yourself or as a Christmas gift. And I want to welcome you. I'm also the author of Whispers of Rest and Finding Spiritual White Space. We're going to explore a different topic of stress that is triggered during the holidays, and we're going to learn what God has for us to encourage each other so we can return to a place of rest and a place of calm. We can face each day with renewed joy and a renewed sense of God's peace and presence. Well, one of the things that I love to do is share a little short story that'll inspire you and share a powerful scripture, God's word of affirmation, and then a practical soul care tip, an action you can take to literally help your body calm down to a place of rest and expel the stress. You can exhale that stress, do something loving for yourself, and then we'll end with a beautiful, refreshing prayer. So, here's the thing. The Christmas holidays is really jam-packed with a lot of different things that we feel we need to do or others have expectations. And also we have our own expectations for the holidays. And you might feel, gosh, Christmas is so busy. I'm going to miss Christmas and I don't feel God's presence, even though it seems like we're celebrating. It's like a paradox, isn't it? Well, this might be good news to many of us who might feel, where is the time that I can slow down? Now, I go to a Bible church that's non-denominational, and it's a Protestant church, but the Catholic Church celebrates the season with a liturgical calendar. What that means is that there is a calendar for the way different kind of seasons are very inviting to practice celebrating different events in the life of Jesus, like Easter and Christmas. Well, Christmastide is the name given to the Christmas season in the liturgical calendar that begins on Christmas Eve, and it doesn't end until 20 days later. So actually, in the liturgical calendar, Christmas is celebrated beginning with the first day of Christmas, and that's done so that we can all really enjoy, because you can't really celebrate Christ's birthday so meaningfully in just one day. And I know many people have shared with me, sometimes they feel the blues, those after Christmas blues. Well, this liturgical calendar was an inspiration for me because I actually love going away after Christmas. Since I was in college as an 18-year-old, I love going to find some kind of student conference. And then later, as I went to be a working young adult, and even as a family, raising our young family, my husband and I, we love to take a trip to get out of Dodge, get out of town, and be outdoors in nature. And so it's just a really quiet time. And so when I learned that the liturgical calendar of Christmas actually lasts for 20 days after Christmas, and in fact, there's something that's called the octave of Christmas that lasts 8 days, just 1 week, starting with Christmas, just to soak in the meaning of Christmas. I just really embraced it, just loved it. I practiced my own Christmastide, which is just celebrating, continue to soak in the meaning of Christmas and to draw close to God. And I do that best outdoors in nature. And you're each going to have your own way. So don't feel like Christmas just ends on the day. In fact, it's important if you do feel stressed and pressed for so many different things that you're doing, think about what is something you can do in your own love language with God that will help you to just pause before the new year begins. We have a week between Christmas and the new year where you can really just do something that helps you feel God's love. It can be a quick retreat in the morning, on a weekend, or the afternoon, or the evening, or if you can, get out of Dodge. Plan a little getaway. It's just for you and God. Well, one of the things that I really loved, one of my outdoor spaces is in the Red Rock Sedona. We don't go there as a family. I'm here in the Bay Area, but previously, when I was single, I had an opportunity to go to Sedona, the Red Rocks. And one of the things I found so amazing and beautiful was that the Red Rocks were just so stunning. Out in the desert in Arizona, there's just a lot of barren desert. But then right in Sedona near a creek, there are these red rock formations. Now, whether you're a young earth or an old earth, whether you've adopted, those red rocks could have been formed by the flood, and they were caused by all the currents and a catastrophic event during the flood. Or some people adopt an old earth and they say, hey, during this time, the red rocks were formed because of the millions of years that water has, cut into these rocks. Whichever one you subscribe to, let's just say that it took a lot of different turmoil to carve these red rocks. And then the colors that are just emerging. And so, I thought about that this year, Christmas, it's just been such, many of us have felt we're under the water. We've been treading water, or maybe the whole pandemic and all the different political divisiveness, all these different things that could be our health, our finances. Where are you ending up at the end of the year right now around Christmas time? God understands everything that is so difficult about our year. And yet there's this beautiful time right here at Christmas. God is saying, I love you, in the form of a baby, in the form of arriving at night where there was no room. There was just no room. And many of us are maybe feeling this way. There's just seems like no room for hope, joy, peace, and love, or maybe very little room. But here's the thing. Here's where we can really be inspired by Christmas once again as we take this pause today. I think of that star. I think of that star that the wise men were following. Here in Matthew chapter 2, says that now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in the days of Herod the king, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. After King Herod heard this, he decided to tell them, hey, go find this baby Jesus. Go find this Messiah and come back and tell me. After hearing the king, the magi went on their way, and behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went on ahead of them until it came to a stop over the place where the child was to be found. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And it's there then that the magi was able to fall down and worship him. They opened their treasures and presented their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I want us to really just pause and rest in verse 9 and 10. It says that after they heard this, the Magi went on their way, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it came to a stop over the place where the child was to be found. Whoa, what beautiful words. God goes ahead of us. See the star that had them travel so long a distance. It said the star went on ahead of them. God goes before us. He knows the way ahead, even if we don't know. And yet the star stopped over the place where the child is to be found. So I want to encourage you, how can you stop so that you can find Jesus, the baby Jesus, to return to that place of peace where you first found Jesus? Sometimes I think during hard times, we can find renewed hope and encouragement when we look back and we remember how something was first born, where it all began. So I want to encourage you, what are some of those things that help you to return back? When was it that you first felt God's love? How is it that you came to know Jesus was real to you? Real to you. When did you feel his love? I want us to return back to that. Sometimes to feel God's hand of love and his hug and his hold over us, his comfort, we can look back and look to where God's love first came to touch our hearts. We also can be encouraged that it said the star went ahead of them, and we know God goes ahead of us. So wherever you're at right now, be encouraged that God will guide and lead you to where you need to go. One of the things I want to share with you as a soul care challenge, because we know that Christmas, it doesn't have to end on Christmas Day, okay? We have a wonderful time into the new year to take time out to experience that love. There are two soul care tips I want to give you that is going to help you to return to a place of calm. Now, one of the things that I love to do is do things that help bring quietness. There's a lot of busyness. So what is it that helps you experience a pocket of quietness? You could turn off your phones and give yourself that pocket of quietness. Now, I want to share with you research that in our modern day efficiencies of online shopping, streaming movies, and we're overloaded with information and updates and sound bites. And it seems like our leisure time is disappearing, especially during the Christmas break. Actually, quietness is key to our mental and physical health. Quietness isn't the absence of sound. Quietness could be found in ocean waves. It could be found just having a nice lunch break, walking among the trees. And as I'm going to share with you, it could even be something as simple as crafting, something you do with your hands. Studies on the effects of stress show that even low-level chronic noise increases ulcers and high blood pressure. But in contrast, spending time in quietness heals and restores, stimulates the mind-body connection that relaxes the muscles and lowers anxiety and pain and enhances our overall well-being. Okay, so what is something? The first soul care challenge is to put a quietness break. Now, it doesn't have to be long like a trip out of town. It can be. Or it can also just be a pocket where you're doing something with your hands. Research shows that when you craft or do anything with your hands, you enter a place what's called flow. And it's actually a place where your brain goes into the same mode as meditation. So things that where you do with your hands like knitting, quilting, sewing, gardening, coloring, painting, drawing, photography, anything that has to do with your hands, it's going to put you in a place of flow. And research shows that crafting or creating anything with your hands relieves stress. It restores mental clarity and calm. It also increases resiliency, helps prevent memory loss, enhancing brain plasticity. You notice sometimes when you're stressed, you'll tend to forget things, right? Oh, where did I put my keys? Or wait a minute, I came up the stairs to get something. I don't remember what it is. That's because when the brain is stressed, it affects our memory, our short-term memory. But when you create something, it triggers happy hormones in the brain. Brain scans reveal that even looking at artwork or craft will trigger a surge of dopamine. Dopamine, that's kind of like the same hormone that gets released when you fall in love. So it just brings your body a surge of happiness. Feels good. One thing I love to do, even if it's Christmas Eve day or Christmas day, is to cut out snowflakes. You cannot mess up snowflakes. And we do this even when the kids were little and now they're teenage boys. And my husband and I, we're adults. We love doing it too. We just sit down. It doesn't even have to be long. And you can fold. And it's really easy to look up, you know, how to make cut out snowflakes. And we just spend some time cutting out snowflakes and then we just put them up. You can put up around the house. You can put up on the windows. And it's a easy way to take that quietness break. Because when you're using your hands, it's going to have quietness. The other thing is baking cookies or cooking something. Some of you might have to cook out of obligation, but during Christmas, Christmas week, post-Christmas into the new year, remember it's still Christmastide, make something that you enjoy. Bake something that you enjoy. And research shows that there's actually cooking therapy. It is a form of therapy because when you prepare a meal, it releases your stress by clearing your mind of negative thoughts. It frees you to be in the present moment. And we talked about on previous Advent podcasts that it helps to engage the five senses and it helps you to be present and it gets you out of that negative place in our brains where we're stressing out. Cooking does all five. And so it's a wonderful creative outlet. Aromas, touch, delightful sounds and visual. So you've got it all there, baking. So don't ever feel like it's too late to make Christmas cookies. One year it was just for many different reasons, we never got to bake Christmas cookies. And my kids were like, oh no, we didn't make Christmas cookies. Like, hey, it's not too late. Let's make them now. And so it was a lot of fun. Pre-pandemic, if there were some kind of amusement parks, you know, they also have they call them holiday decoration and lights, and they last all the way to the new year. So do not feel like you're limited by Christmas Day. There's no deadline. There's no deadline. Give yourself the permission to experience God's love. I hope that this pocket of pause has encouraged you, has given you permission to know that there's no need to stress on timing. God is always here and there's nothing to stop us from experiencing God's love during this wonderful time at the end of the year. And it doesn't stop on December 25th. I want to end with a prayer for us. It's a quietness prayer and we can experience this in whichever place we're in. Beloved, Jesus whispers, in quietness, you don't have to be strong. You can be loved. In Zephaniah chapter 3:17, God says, the Lord is with you. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. Isn't that a beautiful verse? God takes great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. So just know that you can take the time to do something that brings delight to your soul, and God will quiet you with his love. Dear Jesus, I don't want to distract myself with busyness anymore. Quiet me with your love. Bring calm and peace to me again. Help me let go of my worries about tomorrow so I can be fully present today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, sign up for the Advent devotional that I have for you at thebonniegray.com/breathe. You can sign up for my newsletter and I'll provide you this devotional and you can journal and just use it to reflect on this peaceful time of being with God's love. And I'd love to invite you to join me on Instagram at thebonniegray. Join me at thebonniegray on Instagram. And you can go there and I will love to share more inspiring posts with you. Thank you for joining me. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished, just rest. I'll see you next time.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.